From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Daniel Chan. Britain has voted to leave the European Union. Forecasts are showing with nearly all the votes counted, turnout was reported to be high. Prior to results today and certainly over the outcome since the pound currency tumbling to a 31-year low, US stock futures along with other global markets have plunged so far today in reaction. Some British analysts say their Prime Minister David Cameron might have to resign even though he has said that he will not. The Colombian government and the leftist FARC rebels have signed a ceasefire and disarmament deal, bringing Colombia a major step closer to ending more than 50 years of guerrilla warfare and terrorism. Meanwhile, security challenges remain between the Colombian government and the second insurgency, the leftist National Liberation Army. United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura says, talks about a political transition in Syria need a boost. Speaking in Geneva, de Mistura said he hoped the negotiations would start soon, but explained they depended on the humanitarian conditions and the security situation in Syria. President Obama's year-long push for immigration reform effectively came to an end on Thursday when a high court deadlock cast into question the future of millions of undocumented immigrants and dashed the administration's hope to make immigration reform a key part of Mr. Obama's legacy. The president suffered a setback when the Supreme Court split evenly on his plan to shield an estimated 4 million undocumented immigrants from deportation. I'm Daniel Chen, and that's the latest world news from VOA.